Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of responsive prayer 2 found on page 285 in Lutheran Service Book, followed by the litany on page 288. The hymn is number 659, Lord of Our Life. The text is Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 15. The Reverend Dr. Mark Wood is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
Reading from Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen, and every one turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law that I have set before you, and listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord, and when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry to the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems right to you. Only know this for certain, that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to speak all of these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jeremiah sat outside the city as the last of the inhabitants of the city were being led off in captivity, and wailed and cried. Oh, how deserted the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces is now a slave. I wish I could say that this was not an oft-repeated thing in history, that the Lord had endowed his people with great gifts, and that those great gifts, once embraced, were no longer esteemed. It's important that Jehoiakim, the one who will not listen to the Lord, was the son of Josiah, one of those who did. There is no generation that the faith is passed, there's no promise that the faith is passed from one generation to the next. Although we baptize our children, we lead them up in the way that they should go, we proclaim the word to them, we pray for them on a daily basis. And if I was afraid that my children were dying, not just terminally ill or something of that nature. If I was afraid that my children were going to hell, among those prayers would be, Lord, spare nothing that will bring them to faith. Bring the word of the Lord to them by any means that's necessary. Even if they have to suffer now, let them suffer so that they might live. Let them suffer so that they might believe. Let them know that you are God. Bring them to repentance. Tell them to stop claiming false gods and false idols that can't save them. Things made of wood or pieces of paper with pictures of dead presidents and treasury secretaries. Whatever it is that's necessary, save your people and bless your heritage. Govern them and lift them up forever. Oh Lord, save your people. These are our days, just as they were for Jeremiah. And just as they were for Jeremiah, people often get upset. You may have seen some of the reactions on Twitter and social media as people say, no matter what else we need to do about this virus, we need to repent, we need to pray, and people keep saying, we need to listen to medical science. Those aren't mutually contradictory. They're not mutually exclusive categories. Listening to the best advice of people who have the vocation of healing and listening to those who know the word of the Lord. Except just as in the time of Jeremiah, people don't want to hear that their deeds are evil, just as the time of Jesus. They received him not because their deeds were evil. We live in such a land, such a city, such a time, such a place. Now, I'm not going to begin to say that I can peer into the hidden will of God and know what things he's saying to us in these days. At least those things that aren't revealed by what he's told us in his word. But I will say this. Through every time and every season, the Lord has called us to repentance. And when we see the failure of those things in which we put the most trust and the most hope, that's the time that we should be paying attention to the fact that we may have false gods, things that we have put all of our fear, love, and trust in instead of the true God. Because anything that you fear, love, or trust more than the true God becomes your God, and you are by nature worshiping them. And it's far too easy to trap, to fall into. Even now, in the despair of our nation, when we're closing down schools and cities and restaurants and communities, oh, how deserted the city once so full of people. Do we hear the voice of the Lord who calls us to abandon our false gods and turn to him, our only hope? I pray we do. Because it isn't a message only for times like this. It's a message for every single day. And now that the world is trapped in fear, the entire world is embracing this horrible terror. Because none of their false gods have any answers left. Can you imagine such a world where the best scientific answer is run and hide? How does that do anything but inspire terror in the hearers? Don't be afraid. Just put a Lysol barrier between you and your spouse. Stay 6 feet away. Don't touch. Hide under sheets. Breathe through masks. And wash your hands. Of course they're afraid because they have no message of hope in all of it. But we do. as did Jeremiah, who would not stop speaking God's word. Because while God talks about the death of these false gods and through his prophet talks about the failure of these false gods, he also talks about the promises that won't be taken away and he who will never fail. Because the book of Jeremiah is not about the catastrophe that happened to the people of Judah. The book of Jeremiah is all about the salvation that God would not deny. How even at the end, with all of the abandonment that the people had given, with every rejection that he had suffered, with the worship of false gods and their continual denial of himself, the Lord would not stop sending salvation and would preserve the holy seed throughout the time of the Babylonian captivity, would preserve the holy seed throughout the days of the intertestamental period, and the Son of God would come, and he would redeem. There's a big temptation in our day to stand on our rights and say, who dares speak to us and tell us that we can't assemble as we want? The First Amendment says we can. Who takes away our freedom of religion? The First Amendment says we have it. But let me ask you, when you've been faced with a scared and screaming child, is it best for parents to stand on their rights and say, you have no right to act this way in this house? You have no right to treat me this way? Or do they speak words of comfort and peace that the child doesn't know? These are the words we speak to each other and to the world this day. Christ has come and brought salvation. Christ has come and cast out fear with his perfect love. Christ has come and redeemed us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Let the world bring its worst. Let the disease come. Let us all perish. We are the people of the resurrection, and even though we die, yet shall we live. Surely the day is coming, and now is here, when those who are in the grave will hear the voice of the Son of Man and will live. And through the midst of the cries and the terror and the rage of the world, we hear the voice of the Son of Man and live. He calls us from death to life. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And we are the only ones who have the word of life. So all the more we should be proclaiming it. We should be calling it out in the streets and in the corners. And if they don't hear, that's not the point. The point is that the mother, the bride of Christ, calls out to God's children and tells them there is a way that leads to life. There's a way in which they find hope. Christ has gone through death to win it, and has risen again to give us the resurrection. Let us rejoice in that in the midst of these days, and let all people see our hope and faith and trust in it. And when your trust and hope starts to flag, listen to the voice of those who believe and those who promised and the promises of God. Even if you die, yet shall you live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Brian Kismore, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.